What it do, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back. This is Already Cancelled. Key and Yaz of Neisha Hills Podcast Studio. How are we feeling?
Yeah.
Feeling good.
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. How are you doing?
Yeah, excellent. Today, we're going to be doing a sense check, catching up on our lives, seeing where we're at in life. So we'll get to that soon. We're going to touch on TikTok being banned of Neisha as well.
Upset.
I know you're upset about this. And I know Yaz is as well because you've got a lot of audience in the States on your TikToks.
My following is like 60% US. Mm. Might as well shut it down if they ban it over there.
No.
Maybe.
Yeah.
And my daughter Lila received a trophy over the weekend on Friday for her athletics, and I'm a proud father, so I'll explain a little bit about that. Might be triggering for you, the discussion we have in order for that too, though.
For who?
Oh, for who?
Whoever's listening.
Why would that be triggering?
Why would they be triggered?
Well, because Yaz has something to say about participation trophies.
Oh, is that the trophy? Ha ha ha! I've got a couple
good
things.
Good on her.
For what? For participating?
Yeah.
Good. We'll get to that conversation soon. But right now, it's already cancelled. Like, share, subscribe, get a part of the journey as we become the biggest podcast in the country.
In the world.
And then the world.
Mm.
We're coming for. We're coming for you, Rogan.
We're coming for you, Mars.
We're going to drop a Grogan on Rogan.
We're coming for you, Milky Way.
There we go.
I don't know, man.
Hit the intro.
Already cancelled.
Already cancelled.
Okay, how are we feeling, guys? I just wanted to take some time just to check in with everyone. I mean, it's good for us to, you know, reset, explain where our lives are at the moment. Be open, be honest, and just so you listening or watching on YouTube. Get to know us a little bit more. We cover a lot of trending topics. We do a lot of comedy stuff. And not very often do we open up to our mental states and our emotional states. And I think it's time to just touch base a little bit here and there. Mm. If you've just first listened or joined the show, I'm Kian. I sort of hold the pieces together on the show. Let me explain.
Weird.
I kind of anchor in, I hold it together sort of thing, because these guys are just wild and they're like they're the stars, right? Yaz is the stars.
Oh, that's how you say it.
Okay. Yaz lifts. So I hold the show. Yaz lifts the show. He's fun, he's dangerous, and he's marketable.
He's marketable.
And if Neisha, she demands the show. She's brave, she's fearless, and she used to do boxing. So
I did.
We just listened to her.
Yeah.
But that's sort of the how we are, who
dynamic.
We are.
Is this episode one?
But it's a reset, right? Like, it just to let people know what we are, what we do, how things work here.
I thought
here.
This was sense check. Like,
I swear.
How are things going in your life?
Yeah,
like,
we're
going
to get to that.
Doing?
But I just in case you just first joined us or you maybe forgot, that's sort of the gist here. I'll open up. I'm back at the gym. I've been going four times a week for the last 2 weeks. I'm reconnecting with my body. I'm training weights. I'm doing kickboxing, kung fu kicks and boxing punches. And I'm meditating regularly. I'm actually excited about meditating because I actually want to go and learn how to be a meditation teacher.
What?
Are you serious?
I actually want to do that.
Hold on. This is amazing. Mm. I'm actually so happy for you.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a little bit of context. Like, we've been working with each other for like 2 years now?
Yeah.
Coming close to it.
Yeah.
A year and a half, yeah.
Year and a half. Ever since I met Kian, he has always, like literally day dot, always talked about meditation.
Yeah.
Like his practices of meditation, the things he listens to, like suggesting things that you can implement to like really kind of get into a really good mental space. He's all about that. The biggest advocate. And the fact that you're going to learn to become a teacher.
Yeah.
It like makes sense.
Yeah, it does, right?
That is
it's
really
so
cool.
It's so weird. It just hit me over the weekend and I was like, because I was at the gym, I was meditating and someone, I remember I told you the PT came up to me and goes, oh, I want to sit down with you.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then that just set in my mind like, oh, okay, people want to sit down with me while I do it. Or one person does. And I thought, okay, well, why not look at courses like that?
This is Kian explained to a T.
What?
One little thing will get planted in his brain. Like literally one person came up to him and said, hey, I'd love to meditate with you.
Yeah,
and Kian's
yeah.
like, I could be a meditation teacher.
I will meditate
so
for
now,
the world.
And you know what's crazy? The guy is so organized and determined that I promise you, give him 1 month, he'll have a class of 30.
Oh, 100%.
No, I already have the strategy built out. I already know how much I'm going to make. I know everything on it, but I'm not trying to monetize such a beautiful experience.
Yes,
but it's all... Okay, but it's also about actually trying to do things that's good for people's mental states. So I'm happy
but
about that.
But also good for you because you'd be practicing it every day.
Yeah.
Like, you get to share that with people. Oh my God, that's like, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
But you know, you don't even have to have a certificate to teach meditation.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I've been doing it for 12 years. So I don't really need a certificate to do it, but it's like good to have it for like insurances and stuff like that. But no, insurance, insurance, whatever. Like you can just
If I was going to go to someone, I'd want them to have a certificate.
What the hell are you going to have insurance for? Oh, I'm so sorry. Your husband came to meditate and he hasn't been able to break the meditation. He's going to be like this for the rest of his life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I think it's just like any type of holistic style practices
but
you
like
want to have.
If you go to someone for help, right? Like you actually pay for a class and there's someone who has like some sort of accreditation and then there's someone over there who doesn't. They're like, I've been doing it all my life. Who are you like bound to go to? Like, I'd be more inclined to go to someone who has accreditation.
Let me tell you about accreditation real quick, just so you guys understand how this works in the world, right?
Right.
Who's the highest paid actor on the planet?
Was it The Rock at one time?
It is. Yeah. Dwayne Johnson is still the highest paid actor.
Is he?
Yeah.
He's
never done one acting class.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No accreditation.
Yeah, but
zero.
It's a health thing. This is a health thing, right?
This is a health. Like you're going.
So it's a bit different.
Oh, it's a profession. Exactly. We're talking about the profession, right? Nisha was saying, I'd rather go to someone with accreditation.
Yeah, but that's different because, like, when someone's seeking help from another person, that's a whole different thing. I think.
See, I've looked at the course. 12 weeks. Two hours
weeks.
A week.
That's short.
Yeah.
Do you think you could help anyone meditate?
100%.
Myself?
100%.
I doubt it.
I already explained to you before. I reckon we could work on it.
I don't think you can.
Because it's literally like doing a push-up. If you know how to do a push-up, you know how to meditate.
But what if that push-up involves having like 1,000 bricks on your back? It's just impossible to do. That's where I'm at. It'd be impossible for me to meditate because of how my brain functions.
Yeah. But maybe it's like, I'm assuming, and I don't know because I don't meditate, but I'm assuming similar to like, when you get, like, for example, my mom, she's older now and going to the gym is hard for her in terms of like doing certain exercises. Mm. So she's actually found a gym that's an alternate gym, right? So maybe it's like alternate forms of meditation that you can start with to then
There's so many different types.
Yeah.
There's breath work, there's body scanning, there's mindfulness. There's just a lot of different types of it. So keep in this. What is it? Watch this space.
Watch this space. Yeah, nice. Yeah.
What's the key? What are you trying to achieve from meditation? Is there a final goal with meditation? Is it clear of the mind?
It's clear and cleanse of the mind, but it's also connecting with your body.
Mm.
Can you sit there and turn your brain off meditating? Like literally turn it off. There's no thought.
If you do it enough and you practice the strategy enough, yes. But the mind will still go and think about something, and the mind will still do that because that's what the mind does. But it allows you to step outside the mind and observe. So when you meditate, you just become the witness. You become the observer.
Mm.
Okay.
But we can touch on that in another
time.
That
is so fascinating.
I just don't think it'll work for me. Hi guys, I'm Yaz. Is that what we're doing today? We're doing that? Hi guys, I'm Yaz, self-diagnosed with ADHD, soon to be medically diagnosed by ADHD.
Tell us about the ADHD. Yeah. How's your life going? What are you moving through now? What's going on?
Oh, I've come to the conclusion that I need to do something about this. Yeah. And I know I've been saying this for a long time and I keep putting it off. And I don't know if I'm putting it off because I'm scared to actually go and someone saying to me, yep, you have this. Not a problem, but you are now diagnosed with attention hyperactive disorder. I don't know, because then there has to be change that needs to be made, because it's at this point now where I feel like it is affecting my life.
Yeah,
especially where we're in a position where what we do, this podcast, isn't a regular occurrence on a you know daily basis per week.
Yeah,
we come in 2-3 times a week and we record the podcast.
Yes.
Having the brain I have and how it functions with no
structure
permanently, it's hard to focus on different things and what needs to be done.
Right.
Like in 1 hour, and this happened to me yesterday, in 1 hour I worked on 4 different things. And that is so bad to do when you're trying to achieve a goal.
Yeah,
well, that's what meditation would actually help with. Now, if obviously you believe at the moment that it's something that you can't, that you won't be able to do, but the biggest thing about meditation gives you is focus. That's the ultimate skill that meditation gives you, is focus.
Yeah, because it's like, it's about removing, you have thoughts all the time, but being able to, I guess, let the thought come and then just go. As opposed to like now having a new thought, and now all of a sudden you're doing a whole new task.
You got to think of thoughts as trains, and everyone just jumps on that. You just jump on the thought train, jump on that thought train, jump on that thought train, and you're like, shit, the train's off the edge, and you like panic. And whereas this exercise might do and might help is it actually allows you to know, oh, well, there's a train gone past, but I'm just sitting at the platform chilling.
Yeah, okay.
So let me explain to you what I want to achieve, hopefully this year, right? Mm-hmm. Is be in the moment, focus on the moment, and think about that moment. Mm. Like, for example, us here at the podcast. I would love to come and sit down with you guys and only think about the podcast and what we're talking about while we're sitting here for this hour or whatever it is.
Right, and be present.
And be present. And that's not how my brain is. Right now, as I'm talking to you guys and you guys are talking back, I'm not having one other conversation in my head. I'm having three or four conversations with myself in my head about everything and anything in my life right now.
Really?
And you dwell on it and you constantly dwell, and it's like, you want it to stop. At some point, I actually feel like a crazy person. Right, I was telling Keen off the air, like last night I slept at like 5 a.m. It's because I had other work to do. But I fall asleep and I'm thinking about something that needs to be done, whether it be today, tomorrow, next week, maybe a bill, whatever it is. And as I'm sleeping and dreaming, even if I'm dreaming about whatever it is, making a coffee out of tree syrup, whatever the coffee might be, right? Whatever the dream might be. In that dream, I'm thinking about real life situations because my brain actually doesn't turn off even when I'm asleep. I'll sleep and wake up thinking about the same topic, and it's so annoying and stressful.
I mean, even though the two worlds are always connected, the dreaming world and that dreaming state and reality state, they're always connected in some shape or form.
Mm.
But when it's a point where you're still like anxiously thinking about your life situation in your dreams.
Well, that means that you're not also probably really sleepy.
I'm not.
You're probably still in, you're not going into REM sleep.
I don't get into REM sleep ever.
You're just still a surface level sleep. Because a lot of the time when you're in REM sleep, you don't actually dream. Like
it's dead.
It's like but if your mind is active, you're not in the full, you're basically surface level sleeping essentially. So that's, when is the last time you've like properly slept?
So we're going back a very long time here. I got tested for my sleep because I was like very severe insomnia.
Right.
And they reported back, and I don't have the reports here in front of me, so I'm regurgitating from what I remember them saying, was I do hit REM sleep, but like once or twice a week. I catch up on that sleep. So when my body physically shuts down.
It's exhausted.
That stage. Besides that, I'm having 4 hours sleep every single night. If a fly enters my room, I know the fly has entered my room. Yeah. That's how aware I am of
Your surroundings.
Of my surroundings.
Yeah, okay.
And I just wanted to stop. And I've been doing research on testimonials for people that have been diagnosed with ADHD later in life. So around my age, 30 years old. And they all say the same thing, and it blows my mind. And I'm scared to actually experience it.
Mm.
So the first day they take that pill,
what's the pill?
There's different ranges that you can get depending on not what type of ADHD, but what you kind of need for your life.
Yeah.
And they all say the same thing. It's like they'll take the pill in the morning, and then within 30 minutes to an hour, when it kicks in, they hear silence in their head.
Really?
And it's the first time that they've heard silence their entire life in their brain. So it's kind of like they'll say something in their head and it'll just echo. It won't actually connect to another thought.
Yeah.
And 9 out of 10 times on these testimonials that I've watched from different people, they say that's the moment they break down. And they realize that that's how life is meant to be.
Just
to an extent.
But they're like, this is how a normal person lives their life.
Yeah.
They can actually focus on one thing and one thing only and talk to themselves and come up with solutions and whatever it is without any other interruption.
Having that focus. But is it a pill a day you're looking at for the rest of your life?
Yeah. You take it first thing in the morning.
Is it
as soon as you
effects?
Wake up? There are.
Always.
There's always side effects. Yeah. But from the research I've done on certain
pills, like
certain pills and the side effects are mostly daily. There's no long-term side effects. If anything, it actually says it's better for your mental health long-term.
Yeah, that's good.
And brain functionality. But they say you forget to drink water.
Okay.
And it can keep you up at night, especially if you have sleeping problems.
Well, what's this from kidshealth.org says loss of appetite and trouble sleeping is common side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Other side effects include jitteriness.
Yeah.
Irritability, moodiness, headaches, stomach aches, fast heart rate, and high blood pressure.
Well, so, that's not good if you don't sleep well already.
That's it's not, but that's why you're meant to take it. So I've,
in the morning.
I've done so much research. Someone like me who wakes up groggy because I never hit that proper sleep, right? They say set your alarm about 30 minutes to an hour before you actually wake up. So you wake up, take the pill, go back to sleep. Okay. By the time it kicks in, you're wide awake.
Cleared.
Yeah.
But it needs to be in the morning. If you forget and take it at midday, you'll stay up till 4 a.m.
So well, it'll be interesting to see when you actually do go and get it, if there's something you do, because it can be confronting.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
I just want to experience it. I feel like, looking back at like school, it makes so much sense.
I wish
I knew that there was this thing called ADHD and I probably have it. It would have changed everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, but also it's also at the same time, it could be misdiagnosed as well.
Of course.
So that's something to be aware of.
Yeah.
Fun fact, most misdiagnosed thing in the world is asthma.
Asthma?
What?
Yeah, I found that out over the weekend as well.
How do you misdiagnose that?
Any trouble breathing? Oh, asthma.
Oh, this comes back to the topic of why I hate GPs.
Yeah, I was about to say. To be fair, I've had a really good fair share of GPs that have been really good with diagnosing me and whatever. But yeah, some GPs...
And sometimes it could be like something that you're going to suffer with for the rest of your life. And the GP will come and say, oh, well, unfortunately, there's no cure, or unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. This is how it has to be. And I heard it on the Joe Rogan podcast. I forgot who was talking to, but his guest had the guy's child had autism. She was on the spectrum. And when she hit about 15, 16 years old, she started getting this tick. Right. And the tick was like she'd hit herself. And she can't stop. She can't stop doing it. And she'd apologize for doing it or whatever. And they're like, we need to fix this. He went to a doctor. The doctor said, unfortunately, there's no cure for it. You're just going to have to deal with it and find a way to
manage it
and live with it, right? Well, and he's like, well, that can't be right. So then he went to another doctor who said the same thing. Went to another doctor, the third doctor. No medication, no nothing. Don't know what this doctor did.
Yeah.
But the tick stopped. So...
Yeah.
They just come to conclusions.
You know your body more than anyone else.
100%. That's 100%.
All right. Well, that's interesting, Yaz. We'll follow along that journey as well. And Nishi, what about your life, mate? What's cracking? What's going on?
Well, you know what? I think the most exciting thing is that I feel like the last, like, I've always been making content for the last, like, I want to say nearly 5 years, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I've done a lot of comedy stuff and I feel like I kind of like not like fell out of love with it because I love being creative, but I think I was just, oh my gosh, my mic just attacked me.
Is your mic trying to say something?
I kind of stopped making as much content, I want to say, when I first started radio, and because we were just so busy.
Of course,
there's just no way. But then I just didn't want to make any more content. Like I was still creative, making songs, but I just felt like I just wasn't inspired.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make stuff. And so then I just dropped a significant amount of content that I was putting out weekly. And
yeah.
And then that's kind of scary because that's also like what I do for a living.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I built up so much, like I built a pretty decent platform, but then I just wasn't passionate about it. And then I feel like in the last few weeks, I've kind of rekindled that joy of script writing and making content. So I've been really just focused around that of like one, script writing, one, you know, making songs again, like really focused on making music and then just being creative and not putting any pressure on it. And I think that has been really exciting for me because now I just filmed something not too long ago and I've been thinking about editing it and I'm like, you know, it's fun. And I haven't had that feeling of like when it comes to, you know, making videos in what feels like a long time. So,
okay, interesting.
That's been kind
of
cool.
And I've seen some of your script writing stuff, which is excellent. You've had like for TV shows and were you writing a movie at one point as well?
Yeah, I wanted to write a TV show and like it's funny, the story goes basically that
she pulls out the script.
It's right so here. It's so this is the pilot script. No, I actually did a pilot script though, funny enough. And I didn't know how to write a script. So for half a year, I went on to YouTube tutorials of just like trying to learn and understand. Learn something about a production Bible. Then I started reading the book, Save the Cat. Anyone who's interested in, you know, doing this stuff and like writing scripts and all of that. Save the Cat's a really good book. So I read that.
What a weird title.
Yeah, Save the Cat. Yeah, I don't
know. Why? Is there any reason why it's called Save the Cat?
Yeah, there was. I don't recall why, but it's why would in you the say, book.
Cats got 9 lives, don't they?
I don't think that's scientific, but yeah, we've heard that before.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cats have 9 lives.
That's true.
It's called Save the Cat, but it was a really good book. I started script... Oh my gosh, this microphone.
We've got to fix that.
I started script writing. I did the production Bible. I did all of that. Anyway, I went to show it to the person who was helping me with all of it, and he was like, it's not strong enough.
Yeah.
But he was like, it's a really good start. And so from there, I've kind of just tried to develop that skill, because my dream is, this is my dream, to have this one series that I've been thinking about pitch to like a streaming service and have it actually
I have an idea. Happen. I have an idea.
What's your idea?
Get the script locked in.
Yeah.
We read the script, the pilot episode, God, on a podcast episode, filmed, and send that with all the everyone in our, every single one of our followers on social media, we'll get them on our side to go listen to that specific episode, to hear the script. We send that send that then to whatever streaming service we want, Netflix, Stan, whatever, and say, look, 250,000 people
are begging for this to be made.
Have viewed this. This needs to be made. Mm-hmm. Boom.
What's the what?
Oi, they will sign off on that within 1 second.
What's no, but like they'd also want to be like, okay, one, logistics, like the production Bible, like they'd want all of the pitch documents and elements of like
do all that on the side, but then we perform it here on this show.
Have you got a blurb of the of the show? What's it about?
Actually, I probably do. I mean, like, I have to find it. Now, guys, I'm on the, like, I feel like I'm being stitched up.
No, I'm actually curious now. Look, I'm going to tell you what I think it's about.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you because I feel like I know Avnisha quite well.
Okay.
It's going to be culturally related.
Yep.
100%. To a certain point of view. Not the actual premise of the show itself, but it's going to be influenced, culturally influenced. It's going to be a comedy.
Yes. There is definitely comedy elements in it.
Comedic elements, yep.
Yeah, it's comedic. Oh, yeah, comedic.
I bet you it better not fucking be a TikTok star turning into a music artist.
I swear
no,
to
no, no,
no.
Okay. I'm trying to find the production Bible. I have the pilot, the actual pilot. Oh, I think it's...
What's the episode called?
It's called Truth or Dare. And...
What's the show called?
Oh, I don't want to give it away now. Why? Like, I feel like it's going to actually work out one day.
It is going to work out one day.
What do you mean? You're speaking into existence.
Okay, it's called Extraordinary, right? So extraordinary, but it's extraordinary. Hold on, shut up.
Didn't need to explain that.
Okay,
it's called Extraordinary. So extraordinary.
But it's hyphenated.
I love it already.
Because the idea...
Oh my God, I know what it is.
No, you don't.
Is it someone who works as an extra on a film and then they get signed to a big movie?
No. It's actually... Think like Stranger Things with Never Have I Ever, that TV show with like... So, okay, it's... These ethnic kids, right? So
By the way, sell it to us like you're selling it to Netflix.
Oh, but now I need to go, and I'm really nervous.
Sell it to us like you're selling it to Netflix. Come on.
Hold on, I'm going to find the production Bible because I have the whole thing. Oh, here it is. Oh, I got it. Okay, great. Okay. So this is the log line.
The hell is a log line?
Oh, so that's like basically your elevator
pitch.
That's
where you put in the toilet.
So the log line. Yep. Okay, cut.
A group of ordinary kids unexpectedly find themselves with superpowers. And now, not only do they need to navigate the complexities of high school, but also figure out a way to save the world. But the crux here is that these kids are like these first generation kids here, like myself. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, and your parents, like you've got one, the main protagonist who is Indian. She's Punjabi girl with a Punjabi family, and you see that dynamic. And then you've got one friend who's from Hong Kong, and you see like the dynamic with her family.
Mm-hmm.
One of the guys is South African. So you got like.
Do you have a Jordanian in there? Is there a Jordanian? No, fuck you.
No, I wrote this like.
I made it.
So this is the synopsis. Okay. Oh God, I'm giving the whole thing away. Here we go.
No, you don't have to, but.
Okay.
Just say trademark before you say it.
Trademark.
Cool.
Does that work?
I don't know. Just in case.
Okay. So after a group of high school students discover a magic ball that's been hidden away for centuries in their hometown, this is meant to be based in Sydney, so in Parramatta, a dangerous thunderstorm takes over Sydney. Lightning strikes the magic ball, unleashing energy that hits.
Keep it going.
Are you laughing?
I'll tell you after.
I don't want to read this anymore.
No, continue. I'm going to tell you after.
Lightning strikes the magic ball, unleashing energy that hits all six kids. Little do they know, they've all been gifted with a superpower. Whether they like it or not, now not only must they navigate the complexities of high school, but also ensure the magic ball doesn't fall into the wrong hands.
Gotcha.
Right? What?
Do you want to continue?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, that's basically like, it's a very short synopsis.
So I'm going to tell
you
something.
Just before you do anything,
yeah.
You have a pen on your chest.
Oh, yeah.
Do I? Like a big pen?
It
like
just happened, yeah. So on your right side, just lick your finger.
Uh-huh.
And then, your right. That's your left.
Oh.
Oh, now it's more.
It's getting worse.
Off.
Oh, no, keep it going. It's got pen all over
me. Why is there pen all over me? And you know what? This is your freaking shit pen that you got from China that you always talk about is the best pen in the world. Get it out of here. I don't want it.
Okay.
Sorry, that was really aggressive.
That was very
for me.
Aggressive.
All right, well,
is there a pen all over my face?
No, it's gone.
It's
now.
Fine.
Just keep on wiping.
You're fine.
All right. So, Nish, I'll tell you why I was laughing. I wasn't trying to be disrespectful.
Okay.
But if you were to pitch this,
you
might get walked out of the room because there's a lawsuit on your hands. You've just described the show that exists.
Can I say what it is?
What is it?
Misfits.
It's literally Misfits. Your synopsis.
No, however, Misfits is a bad naughty kids.
Juveniles.
That's
they're teenagers. Mm-hmm. They get
cracker show. By the way,
they end up. They're high schoolers, but they get sent to like community service. And during community service, there's a massive storm.
Oh, the storm.
There's a storm, and then the storm hits, and then. I don't know what it hits. I don't know if there's a ball or something, but I don't remember that.
I think it's just in the storm they become.
So the storm hits and then they all get given powers.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great TV show, by the way.
Okay.
Amazing TV show. Fine. But it's literally almost identical to
I think back to the drawing board there, Nishi.
Yeah,
okay,
most
but hold
definitely.
On.
But is it in Sydney?
But it's in Parramatta, no. But the logistics can change. Like how it occurs of them getting superpowers.
Yeah.
That's an easy writer fix.
Yeah.
But what the heart of the show, and this is basically why I'm really excited about it, is because you have these first generation kids who are here, which is a similar experience to what I've experienced growing up, and you have your foot into two different worlds, right? Mm-hmm. So already, that alone of like looking at like these five kids who are best friends and they've kind of become close because of their ethnic background, their cultures, and you see like these kids who now have been given these superpowers, right?
Yeah.
But one, now they're superheroes. They have no idea how to be superheroes. They're terrible at it.
Misfits.
But they think they have to save the world. But you've got this dynamic with the parents and the families, which is like those ethnic cues that you have all written in the script, and like, you know, things that people can really relate to, like who have grown up first generation, and then also your high school, like everyday teenager problems. But I wanted to add that third element of like, of, you know, coming from two different worlds, because I think that's something that people would really like, especially, you know, not only just Australia, all around the world, really relate to.
No, of course, 100%.
Yeah,
I feel like that. Like, honest, I'm not trying to like shit on it.
I'm watching
at all.
Misfits. I'm gonna.
You
watch
have
Misfits.
To watch. It's
a sick movie. Such a sick show.
Don't get me wrong. It gets really shit in the last couple.
It does.
Seasons.
I pulled out.
I pulled out. I stopped watching.
Yeah.
But the first couple of seasons, like, this is one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. Mm.
Really.
It was just written so well, but very similar to what you have. The only difference is, I think, is the cultural interpretation.
Yeah.
That's the only difference.
Which is the main thing. Like, I think superpowers.
Oh, I feel like the superpowers and them saving the world is probably the main thing.
No. But like,
yeah, but that's in so many.
That's in so many things.
That's just the theme.
And
yeah.
Also, these kids are not good. Are they good with their superpowers? These misfit kids.
They learn to use them because they don't know. They have no idea why they've got them. They don't understand what they have to do.
Yeah.
But their superpowers are so. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not something that
specific.
It's not something that you read in like a comic book. It's not like their superpowers are so strange.
Right.
And I don't know. It's a great show. I might rewatch it.
I'll watch it and see. But anyway, now that the idea is out there, please no one steal my idea.
Should we watch the trailer while we're here?
I'll watch it later.
No, that Nishi thing. I don't know. Yeah. I'm trying to generate different ideas for you, but sorry, I can't help you.
Listen,
But if anything comes to mind to add to Nisha's show, please hit us up. So there you go. You've got three things to follow us along. You follow along my meditation journey. If you do meditation like stuff, hit us up and we can have conversations about it. Yaz with his ADHD journey.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting as well to know there's people out there, Yaz, that can connect and have more information.
Yeah,
for
I'd, nice. I'd actually love for someone to DM me if they've gone through this later in life.
Yeah, later in life.
Like,
yeah.
You know, obviously I feel like being diagnosed younger, you live with it. It's normal to you. But yeah. I just want to see that shock value of how your life changed. 1 year in, what was the difference?
I'm sure there's so many stories, so like you reach out, yeah. And if you have any stories to share.
I truly believe my ADHD is what has been blocking me from amazing success. Like amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways.
And you can join me with my lawsuit, apparently. Updated on that.
All right, well, let's touch base. Look, we haven't got much time. We have spent a lot, but we got about maybe 10, 15 minutes left.
Oh, my gosh. We talked about ourselves.
But you know what? No, good. I want to talk about myself once in a while.
Yeah, but I think it's good for us to connect with you listening. Yeah, look, TikTok's been banned. Not much more than that over in the States. It's looking at to get banned.
It has?
No, pretty much. It's passed through levels of government and it's on its way.
So the House of Representatives passed a bill on Wednesday, and this is like, well, Wednesday, I don't know which Wednesday now, but they passed it to obviously wanting to ban it.
Unless they sell it or something to...
Yeah, so they want them to sell it. So let me go to what's actually happening here. Basically, this is the problem. It obviously like had a meteoric rise. It was like super popular. Everyone was using it.
Of course.
Then what happened was the U.S., like some of the lawmakers have got concerned that TikTok's China-based parent company could collect sensitive user data and censor content that goes against the Chinese government. And then they were scared that basically they would share US user data with the Chinese government, and they need to basically ensure that this doesn't happen. And the only way to do that is if they sell the company to someone, basically this ByteDance is sold to someone else.
In the States.
Well, I don't know.
Most likely.
I don't know where.
Someone that could get audited by the US government, I'm assuming.
So how does this... Okay, so all this is going on.
Yeah.
They want to sell it and the Senate and all this stuff over in America. How is it affecting Joe Blow in Australia, for example?
Well, it's okay, one, it wouldn't affect us because I think the Prime Minister came out just recently and said we're not going to be banning TikTok. I'm pretty sure
that's the first time we haven't followed America.
But it does have a trickle effect. That's the problem.
Yep.
So, like, you have so many creators now in Australia. And, like, you have so many people who access TikTok to promote whatever they're
businesses
doing.
Businesses as well.
Businesses. Yeah, yeah. Like, if you've been thinking about it, like, about joining TikTok to promote, you know, your paintings or, like, whatever you're interested in doing. If the US market is taken out, because remember India was taken out as well. It got banned in India. That was a huge market.
Like, that's 1.1 billion people.
Huge. And now US is also massive. Like my audience alone, I think I have like a really high US-based audience.
Mine's like 50 to 60%.
Yeah. And like for that to go, obviously will have a domino effect to creators, to people like who are thinking about using it for business. It is like, it's unfortunate. I don't think it's going to be, you know, banned though.
In general?
Well, because this has happened before. It hasn't gone this far. I don't think it's ever gone through the House of Representatives before. Like they've passed the bill. I'm not sure, but I don't think so. But there has been so many situations where they've tried to ban TikTok and it's been an ongoing conversation.
Yeah.
And it's always around the election cycle, I feel.
It was Donald Trump last time, wasn't it? That came out with the, I want to ban TikTok.
I think so.
And he gave like a threat. He's like, we'll give you 2 weeks to blah, 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 or we're banning it and nothing happened.
I don't remember that. But yeah, like it has been before where they've had that discussion.
How much, Nishi, from a creator point of view, how do you feel that the rest of the world is making money on their views and we're not here in Australia?
Like the creator fund?
The creator fund. It's not even just the creator fund. So there was the creator fund, but now they've got this incentive on I don't know what platform it is or you have to get approved for it.
Yeah.
Sorry, it is on TikTok. I don't know if you have to get approved for it though, where they'll give you $1,000 US for every million views you get on TikTok.
$1,000.
Yeah.
So for every million? Wow.
Every million.
Okay.
We would be rich. Nishi. And I'd actually be enticed to create content.
Well, this is an interesting thing because a lot of Australian creators, they feel that. You should see the comments they leave on, like, you know, even when TikTok mentioned the ban or whatever, like the comments that people were leaving. I think it was like TikTok creators or something on Instagram. People were just like, you don't, you know, we feel like we're not taken care of.
Of course
kind of thing. And so that'll be interesting to see. I think that it might change. Who knows? Who knows? It might change. They might bring something here for us.
I hope they do.
Yeah. Because like this is the future. The digital world is the future. Like even if, you know, you're working in some sort of company right now, a business, and you're an employee, I'm certain that company is heavily utilizing social media.
Yeah.
And it will just continue to grow. And I always say, like, one of my mates, her kid want like obviously all kids want to jump onto social media and stuff, and so she's helping her kid to learn to like edit and do that stuff. And I'm like, that's so smart. Learn that skill early on, like how to be digitally savvy. Because it's literally what the future is going to look like.
But at the same time, AI is just going to take the job anyway. I mean, it's really taking a lot of the jobs. So I think it's more about creating and being creative with those types of tools that you have. Yeah. So not just learning how to edit, but it's like, well, how to then prompt to edit and then how to do like 15 of them at once. That's going to be the one that really takes over. It's that person that can have the AI be its employee rather than do what an AI can do. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, but I think I'm speaking more from like a creative lens. If you're a creator, no AI can replace that. Like if you come up with the ideas, then like the world's your oyster. And there's a lot of people that are like that, even in companies working, you know, as a staff who are like giving those ideas and trying to like make change or like, you know, move the organization forward.
Mm.
You have that and you're digitally savvy, like, gosh.
Yeah, you got it in the back.
Yeah.
But I think for anyone that's not a creator and that just sort of enjoys it, does a bit of doom scrolling and all that stuff, I think the only information it brings to light is what exactly is recorded from you being online, what details you're passing along, the privacy stuff. That stuff does get recorded and it also gets utilized against you.
Of course.
To target you for products and for other types of content that is very similar to what you actually engage with. So
that's like every platform.
It is. So just having the understanding, knowing that when you're on social media, that you are actually signing over your, depending on what the contract and the terms and the T's and C's say, you actually are giving that information away. So just to be aware of all that stuff. Different platforms have different rules and regulations and stuff. So just keep that in mind when you're going through your daily scroll.
Yeah.
Remember one rule. And I love this one when I heard it. If the product is free, then you are the product.
Exactly.
You are the product. You are how the apps are making the money.
Exactly. All right. Well, TikTok, the banning stuff. We'll keep an eye on that and see how that goes. Over the weekend, my daughter Lila finally finished her first athletic season. It was a little athletics that she did.
Nice. That's exciting.
She's in the tiny tots. They call them tiny tots, as anyone that's under the age of 5.
How old's the youngest that can join?
I think 4-ish. She can be. It's like 3 to 5.
Okay.
But you know, it's just based on that. So she sits in the. She's a 4, and yeah, it was such a beautiful moment because I saw my daughter get her first trophy.
That's exciting.
And it was such an exciting thing, and all the parents are crowded around. And we're at the stadium, and they do the presentation, and they
do
caught
all
her.
The kids get trophies.
All the kids got a trophy, and there was a couple of like encouragement awards as well that got given out.
Even the child that didn't do anything and like.
Yeah, everyone gets it.
Didn't accomplish anything in the whole year.
But a lot of them did. They did. I mean, they did. They did accomplish. They can run in a straight line.
That's good.
All right, hypothetically, if they can't run in a straight line, if the job is to run in a straight line and they can't do that, they still get an award?
They get an encouragement trophy.
Most probably.
What's the point of awards?
Because they'll feel left out.
Let them feel left out. That's the real world.
But they're 4. Like, okay, maybe make them feel left out when they're a little bit older. But
well,
like
when they actually again can compete and they're doing their times and all that stuff, like they get timed on their 100-meter sprint or whatever, then if you didn't get the fastest time, you don't get the fastest award. For the fastest.
Does anyone get like a bigger trophy or are they all the same?
All the same, and then they just write different on the thing. So hers was participation. Yes, she got a participation.
That's
all right.
That's all right.
What do you mean that's all right? It's great.
Great.
But that's encouragement for her to keep on going.
Exactly.
Because when she started to where she is now, there's a confidence build. All these different agility and speed and she was quick, man. She smashed the competition.
Well, your daughter has so much energy.
But hold on, did someone get first?
No, no one gets first.
So, but did you say they write different things on there? Like, so like
Participation, and I think there's an encouragement. I think that's the only thing.
That's here.
Yeah, okay. There's only those two awards for the Tiny Tots.
Well, I guess it's because they're 4 years old. Yeah, but as you, four. I'm sorry, but as you get older, that shit needs to be cut out.
Yeah, I do agree with that. Like, once it's like, you're right. Like, I think if someone's won something, they should be recognized for winning because the you know, I agree. However, like, see, I got participation ribbons. I never really won too many awards, but I actually have a cabinet full of trophies.
That's amazing.
Yes. Not from, maybe two of them were from proper organizations for music.
Yeah.
Which my dad, competitions we did together.
Yeah.
But a lot of them were from my dad. So let me explain, right? So the first trophy I ever got was a plaque that said Melody Queen, Avnisha. And my dad gave it to me. Because he wanted to encourage me to keep singing.
That's
and,
you cute. Know.
And then he opened an organization, right? The CMCA organization, Canberra Multicultural Artists Association.
Mm.
Like full committee and everything. And it was ticketed events. And he basically did that so I could perform on stage.
He set up the entire event. Why? Well, We've heard this story before, haven't we?
I think you have. And then at these events, he would give out awards. Like he got like full trophies made and I would get these trophies.
Should get every single one.
No, but like everyone got one. But like, you know, we were like 16, 17 and we're getting these awards. And then I started collecting them like Infinity Stones. I have like all these.
Even though your dad paid for them.
My dad paid for them. And I took each one with pride. I love them. They're my prized possessions. But my favorite one is Melody Queen.
Do you feel as if you earned, like you earned them? That you feel like you did enough work to earn that?
Probably not, eh?
Put it this way, and this is where the problem lies. Nisha could have done half the effort she did
and
still got the exact same trophy. Yes. That's where the problem, and this takes me back to when I was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually, still to this day, annoys the shit out of me, right? So, long story short, I'm playing footy. I'm playing Division 1.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the highest point scorer for the entire club, for every single team. That's thousands of kids. I'm the highest point scorer for the entire club. Go to our award ceremony. I'm like, I'm going to get the best award here. I'm going to get the best award here.
Yeah.
They call out my name for one of the special awards. Like not the participation. I don't even think we had participation awards. And then they say, for most improved.
That's a good award.
That is not a good award.
That's a good award. It recognizes the hard work you've put in.
No, it means you were shit and now you're all right.
That's true.
That's what it means. You were shit and now you're all right.
So what's wrong with that? You were shit and now you're all right.
Because I was never shit. I was always amazing.
You egotistical prick.
But I was.
Well, I'm so confused. If you were making like the highest point system, then I don't get it.
How do you think I felt?
So... Wait a minute, how old are you?
I was 15 or 16, okay. I got to remember. Yeah. But I had moved to the club the year before.
Yeah.
And because I joined late, there was no trials, so they put me in Division 3. Now, nothing against Division 3 players.
It's just not Division 1.
But they're not, like they're there because they're forced to go there. They've actually got no skill and it was a bit embarrassing. Like I'd get the ball and every time I touch the ball, I'm scoring a point.
Yeah.
I'm scoring a try. Like they're not... I wasn't competing with anyone. I hated it. So that year, they actually put me up to Division 2. And it was a bit similar. I was obviously a little bit tougher, but I was outplaying everyone. Yeah. So the next year, I went into Division 1. Great. Enjoyed myself. Loved it. Highest point scorer. They put me in a position, by the way. I don't know if you understand footy, Ken. I know you do. All right. I was a 65-kilo Arab kid. I was skinny. Okay. Right. My coach comes up to me and says, you're going to be a prop, which is a front rower. Now, if you've ever played footy or watched footy, the front rowers are the big boys.
Right.
They're the big Pacific Islanders who weigh 120 kilos when they're 15 years old.
Yeah. Because they just tackle people?
Yeah, so they're the ones that's trying to push through
the defense.
They're
just trying to run through.
They're just running through the defense. So he maybe had this idea. I thought he was joking. He wasn't.
Yeah.
He had this idea. He's like, it's going to work, blah, 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 whatever. It worked.
Okay.
He put me as a prop. I was up against these massive Pacific Islanders, these massive Lebos.
Like meatheads.
Meatheads.
Yeah.
And I was running rings around them and scoring points. So in my head, I'm like, I am the MVP. I will be the most valuable player and I will get the top award. And I got most improved.
Who got MVP? So someone else got MVP?
Oh, do you actually want to know who got MVP?
Yeah, who?
The coach's son. The coach.
That sounds like a Nisha dad move.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
I was shaking my head, but then I was like, oh.
The coach. Nisha's the MVP of Canberra's Music Association.
Don't get me wrong, great player, but I know for a fact he should have got most improved because he was a rubbish at the beginning of the season. And then he got better.
So what did you do with the trophy?
I took it home. I've still got it.
But look, it does sound like you improved. In the eyes of the club, you went from Division 3 to Division 1 and the highest point scorer. You improved. You were the most improved of everyone. He's the most improved.
Nah, but that's how I see it. To be fair, I will be pissed. If I was getting the best, I was a top player. Now, I don't know how true this story is, but if I was a top player, I would want to get the top award.
I was actually, yeah, I was genuinely upset.
Yeah.
Screw these award systems and how they work.
Look, I remember the award systems in schools. Like, I wasn't good at school. Like, I was all right, but I wasn't great. But you know how they give like this awards out at school?
The merit awards.
All that stuff. I was so delusional that I would always think that they would call out my name, even though I know.
You're like,
that
one of these days.
One of these days. Because like, it looked like such a cool feeling. Like, people would get up, they'd walk up towards the stage, everyone's. And I always thought that one day I would get a merit award or something at school.
Yeah.
And never happened.
But it's so funny because someone like me, I can only speak about myself, I was a bit of a troublemaker at school.
Yeah.
So when I did get a merit award.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah, I got a couple. I think because I had to. Like, this kid's never got it before.
You have to give it. No, yeah. They didn't do that in my school.
Well, I don't know why I got it. But every single time I would get the award, the comment that would come from my teacher would be like a backhanded compliment every single time.
What did they say?
Like, not speaking in class as much as usual or some stupid shit like that. Yeah. That's what I'd get a merit award for.
Yeah. School. Did you ever get an award?
Kid? All the time.
Really?
All the time. Best and fairest.
Best and fairest?
Best and fairest always.
Yeah, but see, even that, what the hell does that mean?
What does that mean?
I was the best player and I was the fairest player.
Oh my gosh.
In what sport?
In soccer, football.
I thought you were saying best and fairest, like
white.
What the hell, Evanisha?
I know. That's, I was like, what is going on? Which school did you go to?
Like, listen, schooling when Keen was at school was fine. Maybe in the 80s, that's what it meant. But
that just freaked me out. But best and fairest, okay. And yeah. What else?
Oh, just heaps of good ones.
He's googling awards right now. That's what he's doing.
No. I'm just sending an email to Evanisha.
Yeah, all right, buddy.
Look at this. Yeah.
Wait, can I get the email too? What the hell?
Oh, yeah, I'll send it to you as well.
Don't leave me out of it.
I thought I'd just send this to you, Nishi.
Oh, no, now I'm scared. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, as you can have a look too.
Thanks, mate.
You just said something and I thought, you know what? I'm going to make you feel better.
My internet's not working. Hold on.
Oh, I'm not getting anything.
Is this his? Okay.
Have you got it?
No, not yet.
I haven't got it.
Let me airdrop it to you then.
Oh, no, don't.
Oh, no, we got it.
Got it, Yaz?
Yeah.
Nishi, you got it?
I'm about to. I'm about to get into my emails. All right, here we go. Look at this. That's the subject line. All right, it's about to load. Come on.
Oh.
Oh, wait. What have you used? You used some sort of ChatGPT thing.
I'm actually...
Merit Award for Excellence.
You've got your first merit award.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to award Evanisha for her excellence on this podcast with a merit award.
Actually, I really congratulations. Thank you.
Now, what I'd love from you, Evanisha, is to zoom into that small text and read it out for us, please.
Okay. For naming in using... Glenadog.
Ignore that. That's just ChatGPT filling in the blanks. Speech at all?
Look, I'd like to thank, obviously, my co-hosts for presenting me with my first merit award. I actually think, wow, I'm a bit in shock, to be honest.
Yep.
Not really emotional, but definitely in shock. I'm going to add this to my other...
Daddy's Awards?
Awards that I've received. Yeah. Yep. I mean, look, two of them have been from proper associations. I'm going to consider this from a proper...
The KYA Association.
And yeah, it says ex-gen etlens be humor. So I'm assuming it's for something to do with humor.
Yeah, yep, it's for being funny.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Who the hell spells excellence with three L's?
ChatGPT.
Dali.
For excellence.
That's the weirdest thing about AI is that it still hasn't figured out spelling. But you know what? It can't do it all.
It spelled your name right though. For the first time ever.
Which is very surprising.
Well, there you go. Nishi's first merit award handed out today. Congratulations. Thanks, and yeah, we'll wrap it up on that, guys. But thanks for being here. Lots of exciting things to come. Lots of things we're working on behind the scenes for you. And we just can't wait to share it. So mm-hmm. make sure you join our cancel squad on Instagram, the broadcast channel. Currently 1,268 members.
It's pretty good.
And climbing.
Yeah.
So get behind the scenes stuff there as well. But until next time, guys, have a great day and enjoy the rest of it. And we will chat to you soon.
Love you all.
Bye.
Take care.
Already cancelled.
If you like the podcast, prove it. Like, share, and subscribe. And don't forget to leave us a cheeky review.